Hello, do you sell drones?
Yes, we do, sir.
Excellent. How many different ones do you sell?
4 or 5 different ones. They are different powers. As we call it, they are indoor, outdoor, run by rechargeable batteries. They usually have a LiPo batteries.
Do they carry cameras, these drones?
They do, yes.
All of them?
Not all of them, but good amount of them do, yes. Small cameras, or some of them carry even bigger cameras like GoPro and things like that.
Are you aware of the two near misses that occurred involving drones at Heathrow and Southend airports recently?
More than that. I'm aware of more than two.
It's quite a common occurrence, isn't
it? Yes, it is, yes.
Do you warn people that you sell them to
The ones we are talking about, which have been in these incidents, they are mainly the ones they operate with GPS. So they are capable of going beyond your scene. They have good reception, good range on them. I don't sell them as regularly. If you ordered them, I might, you know, I do get them for you. But those ones come in a different category. If you're not a regular person, if you're not a member of a club, I will tell you a bit about the responsibilities you would have toward this machine, toward this vehicle. The dangers, the risks, how he should act with this vehicle. Other countries like America, there is already, you know, in force. In some states are these drones are banned. In other states are restricted. You need a license.
So what are people buying them for?
For a hobby, for playing, for work, for, you know, experimental things, you know, like...
For work? What sort of work would you do?
Imagine they are photographers. They buy them to take air photographs from the houses, from estates and things like that. Or in your line, which is BBC, to go to safari, to take from animals, things like that, they already use them. The ones with the GPS, they are very easy to fly because GPS is controlling them. They are recommended age for them is over 14 years. But still, kids can play with them as well. The indoor ones, particularly, they have less danger to them.
Could you lose control of them quite easily?
Yes, you can. Even the ones with the GPS, they're not perfect.
So with that in mind, do you think that people who buy them should have some sort of a test as to their suitability to use them?
No, they lose GPS signals. They have a mind of their own.
So suddenly they just fly off and go wherever they want to?
Not exactly where they want to. They have a safe mechanism in the unit that tells them to come down and land very gently. So they can go around off and somewhere, which we had have few cases, these things wander off and come down in people's gardens, in Hyde Park.
You'd have a heck of a shock, wouldn't
you? Yes, yeah.
Suddenly one of those lands next year.
Yes, in people's garden. A 1,000-pound vehicle landing in the garden.
There was a story in a local paper about a boy that had one for Christmas, and he took it outside in the back garden, and he hasn't seen it since.
Yes, you lose them, yes.
You do?
Yeah, of course, yes. Because it's part of the game. We like the thing to go high and high and high, and we go too high, and the wind will take them away. It's hard to find because they're quite small.
Would you be able to give me a quick demonstration of one?
Yes, of course I can. Well, I got one here which is indoor. It's called X4, Hobson X4.
So it's got four propellers on it. It's very tiny, isn't it? I mean, it's bigger than my hand.
Palm of, yeah. 4-channel. Mm-hmm. Carries 1 cell, 3.7 LiPo battery rechargeable, which charges with the USB, like mobile phones. Ready to fly?
So where are we going to put it?
I'll put it middle of the room normally.
Okay, middle of the shop here. Yes, right, and it's got some very nice blue and red lights on it.
Yes, it's got two blue LEDs in the front, two red LEDs. They usually have these lights to indicate which way is the drone's front.
It's sort of got a beetle shape to it, like a frog, isn't it, almost?
It made it look like a bug. Two blue LEDs in the eyes, which it looks, you know, like a bug, basically.
Okay,
now I'm going to fly it.
Off we go.
So now...
That's fantastic control. Yeah. Well, it's about a metre off the ground, and it's just hovering in front of us.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And you have to practice this a lot to be able to have that sort of
control.
Yes, this
one, yes, because this one is... You have to constantly intervene with the control. It has a habit of flying by itself, not very long, for a couple of seconds, and then you have to intervene to correct it. So I can now go end of the shop.
He's gone right down back. The shop.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming back was just fantastic.
So I can go left, thin to the right, thin to the left, rotate around myself to the left,
yeah,
or to the right.
So you're going to fly it round us then?
Yes.
No, go on then. It sounds like a very large bee.
Yeah.
Oh, what fun this is.
Yes, it is.
Gosh, I bet you have hours of fun in here, don't you?
Yes.
How do you stop yourself playing with this all day?
Oh, well, my boss wouldn't like me to do that, and I won't say that here, thank you.
How much does that one cost?
This one cost $35.99. Smaller one, which called Nano, £28, like, and the other ones vary between 50, 60, 100 pounds. The bigger ones with the camera and so on. The larger ones have GPS control in them. They start from £400. The ones they use in the different fields, like BBC uses, they are over £3,000-4,000. Because they carry expensive equipment, basically.